Free therapy on 99.7 DJX. A lot of people texting in that there needs to be some sort of camera involved with the underwear thief at the office.
Sure, I get that.
Hey, leave your dang gym bag in your car.
That's a valid point as well. Sure. All right.
Another person texts in and says, you don't ask. Just know that you work with someone who is a freak.
Okay. All right. We don't know what the parking situation is, though. Maybe it's like a really far walk. I don't know.
You know, Megan texts in and says, hey, just ask everyone in the office if they've seen any clothes you may have dropped when you were taking them home.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
That is kind of a good way to do it.
Yeah, because that's not accusatory.
Right. Kathy.
This makes me a little angry. It's wrong on so many different levels.
It's wrong and gross and wrong and gross.
All right.
Exactly. Number one, they're a thief. That's wrong.
Yes.
So the girl shouldn't feel guilty about that. She's the one feeling bad. She's putting it all back on herself, and she's done nothing wrong.
This is true.
Number two, he's, I guess, guessing that she's not going to say anything, that it's all going to be kept secret.
But yes. It's like, how is she not going to notice?
She's gonna
of course
feel
she's going to
uncomfortable the whole time this secret's going on.
Right.
I think she should call him out.
This is what needs to happen. The next time, maybe she needs to bring in a cake and some margaritas this Friday for the office.
All right, I'm on board with this program.
Yeah.
I'm on board with the margarita.
And then get everybody really in the mood and partying.
See, this is coming from a place of this is the truth serum for Ben.
And then
there you go.
And then who's stealing my underwear?
Yeah, there you go. You can get a little tipsy-ish a little bit, and then you can get brave to ask that question.
Get a little lubrication.
Okay.
There you go.
Kathy's on board.
I think she was on board with the margaritas.
On board.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Hey, look who brought in some Margs. Margs and some sheet cake from Kroger.
Margs.
Listen.
Yeah.
Since Cinco de Mayo was covered up by Derby last week.
Yeah, I was buried.
I figured that we would have to celebrate National Teacher Week and the fact that it's that we couldn't say May the 4th be with you last week because it was the Oaks. So we're doing Margs here in the office. Hey, who's stealing my... Was it you, Julie?
Oh, gosh.
Were you taking my undies?
Yeah, it's probably Julie. Everybody hates Julie.
Barbara brings up a good point. Hey, now, how do you know a guy stole the underwear?
I felt like Kathy was making some assumptions there.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
This is true.
We don't know.
Jamie suggests, well, I just go commando. End of story. That's a bit aggressive, but okay.
That is aggressive.
All right.
I don't know if that's good advice.
I don't know if it's going to ride or not.
Not sure.
But I'm ready to go to this office tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Hey, we got some Mars and we got some sheet cake from Kroger. We're going to have a party. I've decorated the break room in a Cinco de Mayo and May the 4th be with you type of theme.
Listen, and go ahead and in icing, make some underwear. Maybe that's how you gently get into that subject.
Oh.
Maybe? Do you?
Underwear we got a tweet from Office Lady Carol that says, did I hear Margs? Also, rumor around the cooler is that it's Andrew from Accounts Payable. Wow.
Just name checking Andrew.
Wow, I know you're throwing Andrew under the bus now.
Andrew's all down in Accounts Payable going, what?
Hey, what did I do?
It wasn't me.